This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from her home in Fayetteville is Lee Wood, General Manager of 91.3 KUAF. Lee, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Kyle.
You doing well?
I am. I'm doing about as well as you can do, I think.
It's, folks at 91.3 are like so many other people who are still fortunate enough to have a working life, but we don't see each other now.
We don't. And, I mean, we talk all the time, and, of course, we're on email all the time, and we've even done some video conferencing, but it's just not the same. And every once in a while, I kind of get overwhelmed by the fact that I miss seeing your faces in person.
Well,
hopefully we'll get to do that again sometime soon.
Next week was going to be KUAF Spring Fundraiser. If you're a listener to KUAF, you know what that means. It's not going to be the same in spring 2020, is it, Lee?
No, it's not. Earlier in the month when it became clear that we needed to limit the members of the public that weren't full-time staff in the building, we decided to change the fundraiser to not have volunteers. Usually it's a community event. We have volunteers in the station and local restaurants donating food. We decided we would modify the fundraiser to not include that. And as time has gone on and so many events have unfolded, we've decided to also modify it in that we're not going to have live announcements. We're only going to take the time that's usually available to us during in-between programs and segments to air fundraising messages, remind people that the coverage that they've been listening to and relying on, both national and local programs, it's made possible because listeners support it. More than 75% of KUAF's operating budget is paid for by individual listeners and local businesses. And it's vitally important right now, just as the news coverage is vitally important to everyone in our listening area.
For obvious reasons, as you mentioned, we won't have volunteers in here. We will not be receiving the meals from local restaurants that support us during these fundraisers. That probably means we won't raise as much money, to be quite frank.
That's true. Generally, the donations that come in during an on-air fundraiser, the highest percentage we see of online donations is about 50% of the overall donation. That's the highest that we've seen, 50-50 over the phone and online. So because we're only taking online donations through our donation page and donations through the mail, we have adjusted our goal and we cut it in half because we thought if we hit our highest percentage at 50%, then 50% of our original goal is probably close to the right mark. Plus, we're very aware that people are having hard times with their jobs, their livelihoods. There's a lot of uncertainty out there about financial futures. So we've adjusted our goal from $100,000 to $50,000. We hope we can get there with listener support. We also have a challenge pledge to help us get there. We've gathered a lot of challenge pledges from generous KUAF donors who usually we'll give challenge pledges during the spring, and pooled together, we've got $23,000 in a big challenge. So every donation right now until next Friday will be matched dollar for dollar up to $23,000. Once we hit that mark and we can add the challenge in, we're very close to that $50,000 mark. So we're hoping that the generosity, again, of KUAF donors will encourage people to give if they're able to during this quiet fundraiser we're having next week.
Porter and me has to ask this question. So let's say it's successful next week and the $50,000 is raised. That's still only half of what had been budgeted to be raised in the spring. Will this have effects to KUAF down the line?
Certainly. It certainly will. You know, you always have to look at the end of our fiscal year is June 30th, and we always have to look to see if we've met our goals. And we do have, for the past couple of years, we've had a campaign in June to end our fiscal year very strong. We will do that again. We might have to raise that goal. Again, we don't really know what the climate's going to be like in June, but we do have another opportunity for fundraising before the fiscal year ends. But, you know, in July, we'll have to sit down and look at where we are. It might end up meaning that some things get cut. We might have to adjust some things, but you always have to look at the budget at the end of the fiscal year and see where you are, and it will be no different this year.
And if someone is listening to the two of us talk right now and says, well, before I forget, they can go to supportkuf.com right now, right? I mean, that would count?
Absolutely. Yes, we've kind of opened the drive up a little early. So if you make a gift right now at supportkuaf.com, your gift will be matched thanks to that challenge pledge. And you can also send a check through the mail if you'd like. You can mail it to 9 South School Avenue in Fayetteville, Arkansas, 72701. And we're taking all proper precautions to sanitize paper before we bring it into the building.
All right. Lee Wood is general manager of 91.3 KUAF. She is working from home right now. Lee, thanks so much for your time, and we'll see each other at some point, okay?
I'm looking forward to it, Kyle.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Lee.